All right, talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay of OK Pork, and we're here at the Oklahoma Pork Congress today, and let's talk about today's event. Got a good crowd here today, and got a lot of business happening here today that you're going to try to get done and advance Oklahoma's pork industry.
We've got a great crowd here today. This is my 21st Pork Congress with OK Pork as the director, and this looks to me, if everybody shows up that says they're coming, this will be the largest crowd we've ever seen at one of our annual meetings. So really excited to have that turnout. Demonstrates the commitment that these folks have to Oklahoma's pork industry and to the Oklahoma Pork Council. And I think that speaks volumes for the work we've been doing, that, hey, we are serving the needs of our folks, and that's why they're here and here to show their support. So we've still got more programs today. We'll do an update later today from the Oklahoma Pork Council. What have we been working on? That will include some of the things we've been doing as it relates to ASF. It will include some of the other activities we've had over the last year. We will have our business meeting today. We've still got to elect our new board members. We've got at least one board member that's term limited and has to leave the board. And so we're going to have at least one new board member at the end of the day, could have as many as three. Then we're going to have our awards luncheon yet. We've got honorees to recognize from Eastern Oklahoma and Western Oklahoma, and Distinguished Service Award to Donna Jackson. Donna was our office manager at OK Pork. She was the first person I hired when I started working at OK Pork in December of 98. She started January 1 of 99 and worked with us for 18 years and really helped us build the inside of the Pork Council, if you will, the stuff nobody ever sees, but the accounting practices and how we run board meetings and all of that internal stuff that nobody ever really sees, but is so critical to being successful, and really excited to get to recognize her today.
And in addition to that, you're going to be selecting a couple of Pork Act delegates, and so they will be taking some of the consensus built here today and throughout the year to the Pork Act coming up later on. And so what kind of things are they going to be talking about there, and how important is that role?
Well, the role of the Pork Act delegates as part of the Pork Act in Order, which created the Pork Checkoff Program in 1985, we have an annual meeting of Pork Act delegates, and their primary responsibility is to set the checkoff rate and the amount of money that returns to states, and they help provide direction for the National Pork Board in where they want Pork Board to go in terms of programming, in terms of research. And so we today will be selecting folks that will represent Oklahoma in 2020 at Pork Industry Forum, be the first week of March of 2020. I think it's in Kansas City next year. But they will go and represent us as part of that delegate body. And issues, and don't know what the issues will be come up in March, but I think it will, you can bet African swine fever will stay on that list. I think you can expect return to state funding for state associations out of the checkoff to be on that list. Maybe there'll be discussions of the checkoff rate as a whole. Is it good? Does it need to change? Does it need to go up? What should happen with it? And I think some of that will happen as well. But very important role for those folks. There'll be three delegates that get to go and represent us. And a very critical job for the long-term safety and security of the pork checkoff.
And final question for you today, you know, as you've been talking with producers and industry stakeholders here today, what's the mood of the ship, I guess, here of the state's industry, and what are people thinking? I know obviously they've got a lot of pressures from the outside, got African swine fever, trade issues, all that. What are people thinking right now?
It's a really good question, and I think it depends as you go from individual to individual. You've got some that are just absolutely walking around on pins and needles, worried about disease, worried about other industry pressures, if you will, and how does that impact their bottom line. We've got a lot of folks here today that their primary job is taking care of pigs in the barn, and they haven't thought twice about what trade is or what that is. They're more worried about, how do I make sure that we save all of this sow's baby pigs? Mm-hmm. That's their concern. That's what they're working on. And so we're trying today to give them a little bit broader overview, maybe a little bit outside the barn, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it's we've got a tremendous crowd here today. I think most folks are fairly positive. They think the outlook long-term for protein is very good. And we know that U.S. pork, Oklahoma pork for that matter, is the most efficient, the most cost-effective protein source that you can find. And we know that pork is still the meat of choice, protein of choice around the world, and we want the opportunity to sell that product. And I think that's kind of what you'd pick up from this group as a whole as you talk to them, or let us do our job and we'll sell pork to everybody in the world.